And now on Radio 4, it's time once again to join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and leading light of the Doncaster Gilbert O'Sullivan Society, Count Arthur Strong. Initially joining the society by a mistake because of a piece of misinformation passed on to him by an idiot acquaintance, Count Arthur says he now quite likes some of the songs, Alone Again Naturally being a particular favourite. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
All right. The bloody racket.
It's traditional. Flamenco.
Hey, who are you calling a flamenco? There's no need for that. I'm looking for acts to perform at my bar. What you've just done isn't entertainment. It's screaming your head off whilst putting a fire out with your feet.
You are a Philistine.
Apology accepted. Well, thank you for coming in. We'll be in touch to let you know it's a no at some point in the future.
Morning, Count Strong.
Ah, Malcolm, you've arrived at last. You took your time coming to Spain, didn't you? What took you so long?
Well, you only phoned me and asked me to come yesterday. I had to fly here.
Yes, but you were on an aeroplane. Didn't that help with the flying?
Yes.
Well, there you are, then. Next time you fly to Spain, get here a bit quicker. You've met Mingle, then, have you? Ah, talk of the kidneys. I mean the devil's kidneys. Oh, I mean the devil's on horseback. Whichever one has a prune in it.
Where do you want me to put these cases?
What's all that lot?
These are some of Malcolm's cases.
I brought all my costumes.
What costumes?
For the cabaret. Remember, you said on the phone to get here straight away. You said it would be the chance of a lifetime. You said
that... Stop telling me what I said. I know what I said. I know. I said it.
Right.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you keep interrupting people. I've lost my thread now because of you.
I have to go. The delivery man is outside with the gas.
He wants to get some milk of magnesia down him.
Gas for the kitchen.
Someone's brought some gas for the kitchen. I can't serve my diners gas, not even as a starter. I'm not serving any of that Heston Blue mental home stuff here.
For the cooker, it will soon need changing.
What, the cooker needs changing? Well, thank you for letting me know.
No, gas in a...
A bottle?
Yes, gas in a bottle.
Ooh, been here for 2 minutes and you think you can speak the language already?
He was speaking English.
So he should be. It's a disgrace, these Spaniards whittering on in Spanish, defying any kind of logic.
Look, I have to go. I have work to do.
Oh, all right. Run along, then. Dear, oh, dear. I tell you, it's a good job Freddie had the sense to call me when he fell ill. There's no knowing what would happen to this place if he'd left any old idiot in charge. So thank God I'm here, keeping things on an evil Knievel. An even... Knievel. Oh, it's a bloody even keel. Like Moby Dick. Get that, will you?
Where is it?
It's behind the bar. It's the telephone. It's right in front of you. Right in front of you. There, right in front of you.
That's a banana.
Yes, it's a banana telephone.
Well, how was I to know that?
Off the top of my head, I would say, because the bloody thing was ringing. Real bananas don't ring, do they, Malcolm? And they aren't plastic.
How do I answer it?
Peel the skin back and press the big knob.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Malcolm, who's calling?
It's Freddy. Is Arthur there?
Yes, I'll pass you over to him. Someone called Freddy.
Tell him I'm not here.
I've just said I'll hand the phone to you.
Well, tell him when you handed the phone to me, you realised you'd got me mixed up with someone else you were handing a phone to.
Who?
I don't know. Use your head brains. They used to say I looked like James Mason when I was young and before he was dead.
Hello, hello. I'm sorry, but when I said he was here, it was actually someone called the young dead James Mason, who looks like him.
Don't say that. He'll think his bar's been overrun by celebrity zombies.
Is that Arthur I can hear in the background? Who are you again?
He's asking who I am again.
Oh, here, give it here. Freddy! Arthur here! Oh, sorry about that idiot you were talking to. He's not long off the aeroplane, and he's still a bit delirious because of the height that the altitude was at. You know, like when Brian Blessed climbed Mount Double Glazing. You only climb the best once.
Is everything all right, Arthur?
Oh, yes. Couldn't be better. You've left this place in a very safe pair of my two hands. In fact, I've just finished a meeting with some top agents about tonight's cabaret. That's why I was so long coming to the banana.
Well, look, the good news is, Arthur, the doctor has said I can leave the hospital.
Oh, bugger.
I've got to take it easy for a month, mind. Miguel's picking me up this evening. I thought I'd pop in the bar on the way home.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
What?
Well, I'm just worried for you, Freddy, in case you get jostled by all the crowds of people we get in here now and your stitches open up.
Don't worry about me.
But if your stitches open up, your heart might fall out. Did you ever think of that? We don't want that on the dance floor, bouncing around when everyone's dancing. Supposing someone stands on it. Ooh, it could ruin the shoes.
Look, I'll just stick my head in the place for literally a minute. I'm not up to staying longer. Honestly, I won't get under your feet. See you later, then.
Bloody, just what I need.
Who was that, then?
That's Freddy, the bloke who owns the banana of the bar. Oh, it's supposed to be in hospital. He's one of my oldest friends. I was hoping he'd be ill for weeks. You get on with cleaning this place up. I need to sort out a turn for tonight. I'm going to pop next door and see Dave and pickaxe his brain.
What sort of act are you looking for?
Well, think Shirley Bassey, you know, Tom Jones, Engelbert Humperduck, you know. Someone like that. I want a real crowd squeezer.
Well, there was a guy that used to play in the clubs around here a lot. He was very popular at one time, bit of a drinker, mind. The Spanish Elvis, he called himself.
Oh, I've heard of him. How would I get hold of him, then?
Well, I don't know. Like I say, I haven't seen him around here for ages. I tell you who would know, Miguel, he knew him.
Who's Miguel?
Miguel, Freddy's mate, that's been giving you a hand. He drives a taxi.
Oh, hang on. Let me get my book of contacts out. I'll give him a ring. Do you mind if I use your banana? Oh, it's not bloody banana. Your telephone.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Let's have a look. Here we are. Mingle. 3, 4, 2... Oh, it's ringing.
Hola.
Oh, here he is. Hello.
Hola. 89452.
Oh, you're not Mingle. You're a woman. As well, I'm saying a woman. I suppose there's an outside chance you could be Anne Castrato. It's hard to tell over the phone. Oh, dear, I wish I hadn't thought of that. It's made me feel a bit bilious, that has. In future, keep that thought to yourself. Listen, whatever you are, I shall proceed as though you're a woman and wait to be contradicted. How's that?
You are the weird man from Freddy's bar, yes?
Weird? What are you talking about, weird? At least I've not been castrated to keep my voice unnaturally high.
What do you say?
I'm a natural bass baritone, I am. Like Dean Martin was. Listen. Everybody loves somebody with something. See? There's nothing weird about me.
What do you want?
I want to speak to Mingle, if it's not too much trouble.
His name is Miguel. He's not here.
Listen, have you got a pencil? Write this down. Tell him I need to see him on a very urgent matter. And put urgent twice, like I said. Have you got that?
You need to see him.
Yes, but don't put that. Put what I said. Tell him I need to pickaxe his head brains on a matter of some pungency. I can't make it any clearer than that, can I?
Oye, no entiendo. ¿Qué dices en inglés?
Oh, listen, I'm fed up with this. I wouldn't dream of speaking in a foreign language to you. So why are you doing it to me? Tell Mingle I want to see him sharpish, all right? You do know what sharpish means, don't you?
No.
Oh, to cry it out loud. It means, sharpish. You know, get a move on, that sort of thing. Sharpish. A knife is sharp, so hurry up like a knife. A sharp one.
You want him to bring a knife?
No! I want him to get a shift on, you know. Don't shave the horses. A-S-A-R-S-V-P. Shake an egg. Pull his sponge finger out. Get your snakes out. Now then, get your snake out. You must have heard of that one.
No.
When you do things quickly, like in an emergency... Oh, all right. When you have an emergency, you phone the police and say, come quick, there's an emergency, don't you? And they come with the lights on and the siren going. And when they get there, they give you a warning for calling them out and wasting police time. Because apparently your television not working is nothing to do with them. And it doesn't matter even if it was the climax of The Weakest Link, sir. I said to him, oi, you're a public servant, you are. You work for me. I said, if I paid taxes, I'd be paying your wages. And you know what he said?
Oye, oye, shut up. You drive me crazy.
How did you know? That's not... That's word for word. This will have them pouring in this poster, will. Oh, you can't go wrong with felt tips. I've always been good at drawing me. I did a drawing of a pig once, and the teacher put it on the wall. Oh, she thought it was wonderful. It was jumping out of an aeroplane with a parachute on, and all the cows in the field had machine guns, and they were all shooting bits off it. Oh, the innocence of youth.
What is that?
It's a drawing of Eddie.
Eddie?
Eddie Presley. He had a blue suede foot. He was only the king of rock cakes. Bacon rolls. Oh, sausage rock. Rock and roll. Don't tell me you've never heard of Eddie Presley and his rock hard sausage.
Look, why can't I try out for a spot on the cabaret tonight?
I've told you, Malcolm. Fred is bloody well coming tonight.
It's not fair. I've brought all me costumes and music tapes with me. You could at least see me audition. You said I could do a spot.
All right then. While I'm waiting for Mingle, go on.
Can I really? I'm going to do me best one. Tonight, Count Strong, I'm going to be Liza Minnelli.
Right, go on then, I'll count you in. 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's a very low-key start. Where's your pizzazz?
I haven't started. I need to get changed.
Can you not just do it?
I have to be wearing the costume. I'll get changed in the kitchen. I want to pull all the stops out.
What is he doing? He's been in there for half an hour, and that Mingle's no better. I left very clear instructions with his castrated wife. Oh, I might as well stick this poster up outside. Right, let's have a look. How about here, at the side of the door? So I can't really tell when I have to hold it as well. Oh, here, you! 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 Little old man over there!
Here is you.
Come here! I want you to help me put my rock-hard Elsie poster up. Hold this!
Okay.
Hold this!
This?
Up like that!
That?
No, in both hands! Hold it up with both hands!
Please, I can't do this.
Oh, for crying! Look, put your walking sticks down. And hold it up with both hands.
My heart.
It's not as though you're going to fall over, is it?
Why?
Oops. Thank you very much. Thank you for your help. Much appreciated. He shouldn't be out there if he's going to fall over, should he? How can that be my fault? Oh, hello. How did you get in here?
The door was open, so I just walked right in. Hi, I'm Liza with a Z, not Lisa with a Z.
Oh, right. Is it the cleaning you've come about?
No.
Well, strictly speaking, love, we're not open yet. But I'm sure I can make an exception just this once for a lovely lady like yourself.
No, Count Strong.
Oh, you know me. I see my reputation precedes myself before me. I tell you what, I insist you be my guest for the evening. You shall have the best table in the house. We'll drink champagne and talk long into the night. Then who knows, my dears? Perhaps pie and chips? Then you can tell me your life story over a walnut whip.
No, no, Count Strong, it's me.
Who?
Me, Malcolm.
Is it? Oh, I knew that! Yes, stupid idiot. Oh, the look on my face. You should see it. Your face. You should see it. Oh, I can't believe you fell for that. Talk about stupid. I wouldn't even let you come within sniffing distance of my nuts. Of my walnut whips nuts. What are you wearing a dress for?
I'm Liza Minnelli.
No, you're bloody not. I'm not falling for that twice. Not that I fell for it once. Not me. I was on to you as soon as I saw your chest hair and your big man's hands.
Can I do me audition, then?
Oh, go on, but hurry up.
I'll just put me tape in. I'm a little bit nervous, to tell you the truth.
What? Stop! Shut up! Turn that off! Mingo's here. You've took your time, haven't you?
I have work to do, you know. What's the emergency?
Dave next door says that you are good friends with the squeamish Elsie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Elsie, the king of Spain.
The king of Spain is Juan Carlos.
Don't let him catch you saying that. You know who I mean. He had loads of records in the hit parade. Heartburn Hotel.
He means Elvis Presley.
That's what I said, you. There's no need for you to chip in.
My God, who is that?
Oh, don't you recognise her? It's Lizard with a Z. Say hello, Lizard.
It's me, Malcolm.
He make you do this?
No, it's for an act I do. I do all the divas. Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand, Mariah Carey.
Hilda Baker.
I don't do Hilda Baker.
Oh, shut up, you. Look, you've had your window of opportunity. We'll let you know.
I only sang one word.
Yes, well, when you've been in the business as long as I have, that's all you need to hear. Now go and take that girdle off before you do yourself a mischief. And you, I want you to get on Freddy's banana phone to the Scottish El Cid. Get him down here tonight. Tell him we'll double his money, then add 10, then half it, then take away the number he first thought of. He can have what's left. It's an old army trick, that. It's always a fiver. Come on, then. Get your snake out, Mingle. Wonder what time Freddy's coming. What are you coming out here for? You should be cooking chips or something.
The cooker isn't working. The gas must have run out. I don't know how to change it.
Oh, for crying out loud. If you want something doing, do it to yourself. How difficult can it be to change a bottle of gas bottles? Right, let's have a look. Well, you must just pull that off. Come off, you sod. Oh, that's not moving, is it? I'll cut it off. I'll cut it off and wedge it up to the new one. It'll do for now. Where's the knife? Oh, here we are.
Count Strong, the Spanish Elvis is here.
Is he? Oh, right, I'll be out. Stick that up there. There we are. That's not coming off. As good as new. I'll tell you something, everything's falling into place. When Freddy sees what I've done here, he'll be blown away.
Right, where is he?
It's him.
Where?
Him, standing right in front of you.
What, you? You're only about 4'5" tall. And I thought J.B. Priestley had hair on his head.
Hair in bag. You pay me now.
I'm not paying you now. What do you think this is, pay me now? Here, you can get changed in the stockroom through there. And I hope you've got a set of stilts with you. That's all I can say. Dear, dear. Don't know about Judas Priestley. If you stuck a cap on his head, he could do a bloody good Jimmy Clitheroe. Oh, bloody hell, it's Mingle. Here, you're not here with Freddy, are you?
Freddy's outside talking to Dave. Is Ramon here?
Who?
Elvis.
Yes, he is. And he's a bit on the short side, isn't he? There'll be a reduction in his fee for that.
Where is he?
He's in the stock room getting changed.
Don't let him near the stock.
Why?
He has a problem with drink. You need to get him out of there.
Oh, for goodness sake, you could have told me that, couldn't you? Oh, you! Put that bottle down!
I am king of rock and roll. Come on!
This next a bottle of bloody brandy. That's coming off your money, that is. Put your wig on and get out there.
I am Elvis Presley. I am the king of rock and roll. I am sick.
Oh, for crying out loud, that's right down me sodded leg, is that?
I'll sleep now.
You can't go to sleep. Freddy's out there.
Elvis Presley has left the building.
Wake up! Wake up! Get out there! Right, you're definitely not getting paid for tonight, so you needn't think you are. In fact, because of your height, you now owe me money. Oh, for goodness sake. Right, there's only one thing for it. Oh, for crying up, Malcolm!
Arthur!
Freddy! Lovely to see you. It really is.
Thanks. You look very furtive with your head sticking round the door like that.
Oh, yes, it can do when you do that with your head, can't it? I've often thought that myself when I've seen other people doing it. Anyway, don't let me keep you. You get yourself off home and recuperate.
Oh, no, I'll just see a tiny bit of the cabaret and then I'll get off. I'll go and get a seat.
Were you calling me?
Yes, I was. Get up there to the microphone and introduce me.
What, me?
Yes, and give me a big... Oh, him. Give him a big build-up. Right. Let's get this bloody wig on.
Testing, testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Miss a few. 99, 100. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the wagon wheel.
A funny thing happened to me on the way here.
I don't want to know that. Get on with it.
It's my great pleasure and delight to introduce to you the one and only Spanish Elvis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very special to me. Oh, before I start, can I just say, don't throw your knickers at me. Because, for one thing, it's dangerous. You could take someone's eye out with a pair of knickers. And for another, it's not very hygienic, is it? I don't know where they've been. Well, I have an idea, of course I do. But I know nothing of your personal sanitary habits. So keep them on, please. Your cooperation is much appreciated. Yes, I am Elsa Presley from Las Vegas. And I am also the king of Spain. So that's lovely. Now, I want to sing you my best record, everyone, I ever done. It's a sample song, simply sung by someone, simply singing it very simply. It's called Blue Sweaty Foot. Let's rock, everybody. Clap your hands and feet. I'll just press the button. For more, see about the show. 3, you get ready. 4, 5, 6. Okay, 2, sample the blue swing cut. Come on, baby. You can do all the family of the blue swing cut. What's gone wrong with the screen? Where have the words gone?
You look nothing like Elvis Presley.
You should have seen the other bloke. He was only a quarter of the size of half a midget.
You got your wig on back to front, mate.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Oh, sod it. It's all bloody gone off now.
Count strong. There's a funny smell coming from the kitchen.
Not now, Malcolm. I'm in the zone.
You're crap, mate. I'm not stopping for this.
Well, sling your hook then.
It means Spanish.
Come on, let's go to the Irish bar.
That's it. Go on, the lot of you. Go on. You wouldn't know what entertainment was if it stood here and entertained you. Breaking wind and lighting it, that's what you lot think entertainment is. Here, I'll do one for you now. Hey, don't go, you'll like this. I'll tell you something. These hospital beds aren't very comfortable. Not very wide, are they?
I like it. It's just like my bed at home.
Do you want those grapes, Freddy?
Take them. I can't believe I'm back in here.
Oh, no. You couldn't make it up, could you? So, what do you think about making my Spanish Elsie a regular feature when the club's rebuilt? I reckon I could be at least as big as Engelbert Bumperkorn. Are you going to eat those apples?
Oh, have them.
You know, Malcolm, I might think about opening an English-themed bar when we get home to England. You could be my under-manager. Oh, yes. Will you be eating all those satsumas?
Not all of them.
Just lob a couple over here, then. Don't be greedy. Oh, you bloody idiot. Right on me sodding head. Be careful next time you throw fruit at someone. It's like the city varieties all over again. Now, what should I have first? A grape, an apple, or an satsuma? An apple. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Think I might need a bedpan when the nurse comes round. All that fruit.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroyk, Alistair Kerr, Dave Manfield, Martin Marquez and Terry Kilkelly as Malcolm. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Dance House Manchester, is produced by John Leonard and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.